So now that you have the right mindset to project warmth and confidence, to create that instant rapport, to project confidence by your movements, your body, your thoughts, next is the greeting, the first contact, the first impressions. And there are stages of creating instant rapport, from someone feeling safe and okay around you, and then the connection starts to increase, the rapport starts to build. So the first thing is the greeting. And the greeting could be at your company, after a meeting or before a meeting, at a coffee shop, at a restaurant, could be at their home. And so the way you greet somebody is the initial stage for someone feeling good around you and safe. And what you want to do is when you greet them or walk up to them, you greet them with open arms. There's a photo here that shows standing with your palms being shown. And this body posture does a few things. One is you're taking up more space. So you're projecting confidence and charisma. And you're almost greeting them with open arms. And you're showing that you have nothing to hide, as if you're being opened up. The opposite of this would be with your hands in your pocket, or maybe your hands behind your back. So the most important thing about this greeting, this body posture, is it shows you don't have any weapons in your hands. Yes, it's not as if we're looking for them. It's just part of our DNA. We look at somebody, and if their hands are behind their back or in their pocket, we just don't feel as relaxed. So if your hands are not filled with a computer or papers, even if they are, just welcome them that way. And it could be at a table, at a coffee shop or restaurant. Just, you can sit down and say, hey, hi, or hello, and just show your palms. And this is the initial stage for someone to feel safe and okay around you, especially if you've just recently met them. Or maybe meet them for the first time. Maybe you just spoke with them over the phone as a referral. So that's the first thing, the greeting. And then the next is hello. This will also help you accelerate and create that instant rapport. Because now that they feel safe around you, now you want to connect with them. And this is one of the elements of matching a mirror, and I'll go into a little bit more of that. This will create that tribal effect, as if you're like me or you're like someone that I know really close or family member. So pay attention to the way someone says hello. When they say hello to you, if they say hello first, listen to how they say it. Do they raise their voice? Do they lower it? Do they tilt their head? Do they tilt it back? Or just monotone, hello or hi, hey. Everyone says hello in their own unique way. So for you to start to connect with them and resonate with them and be in harmony with them and that tribal effect, pay attention to how they say hello and then repeat it back to them as close as you can. So if they say hi and they tilt their head back, you say hi and you tilt your head back. Same tonality, voice level, if it's louder or softer, and motions, movements. They may even move their hands. They may make a gesture, hi, and you just repeat it back to them, reflect it back. And that starts to create that connection, that tribal effect, and continues to build that instant rapport. So the greeting, the hello, now the handshake. And then we'll go into the name and some other things in regards to matching and mirroring. This is important because this will also help with the rapport and someone feeling good around you. And this is different with men and women. So when you shake someone's hand, you want to start off right shoulder to right shoulder, as you see in this picture. This is a neutral position. This is a male to a male. Because if you go from right shoulder instead of right shoulder to right shoulder, if you just walk up to someone, another male specifically, and shake their hand and you're face to face, this is a confrontational body posture. This just creates a level of alertness within a male. And again, it's a confrontational in-your-face positioning. However, if someone that you just met for the first time walks up to you and greets you face-to-face, then great. That means they feel safe around you, maybe because of the way you greeted them with your open hands. However, if you're greeting them and meeting them for the first time, a male-to-male, because it's different with a female. A female wants to be face-to-face, so it's okay, and you actually want to greet them and shake their hand and be face-to-face. And so if it's a male, right shoulder, and then let it migrate where the conversation will be face-to-face. Men, if you're approaching a female, as I mentioned, you want to be face-to-face. And to repeat, if a male approaches you and they're face-to-face, accept it, and that's great. And then ladies, if you approach a male, start off at the right shoulder unless they approach you and are face-to-face, and then let it migrate face to face of where the rapport starts to build and continues. And the other thing about a handshake is just match their handshake, their grip. If it's soft, you soften yours. If it's firm, you firm yours up. And if they give you the old fish handshake where they just stick their fingers out, just shake their fingers and accept it. Don't embarrass them. Don't look at their hands and don't make any acknowledgement of it. Just some people are not comfortable shaking hands. So that's the initial stage of from the greeting, the hello, to the handshake. Now the name. When someone says their name, and you want to, you can pick this up when you're calling them. If they have a voicemail, they'll say their name a certain way, or when you talk to them, or when you're meeting them. If you're meeting them for the first time and you're hearing their name, or if they say their name out loud, "Hi, my name is Mike," you want to pay attention to how they say their name. Because you also, back to the matching and mirroring, want to repeat the name back to them as close as you can the way they say it. With volume level, they say, "Hi, Mike," or "Mike, Mary, Mary." Tonality, if it's a high pitch, "Hi, Mary, oh, hi, Mary." Or if it's a low pitch, "Mary, Mary, hi, Mary," or "Hi, Mike." So you want to match as much as you can. And then the other element is if they have an accent. This is where it's really powerful and effective. If they have an accent, you want to repeat their name back to them as close as you can with the same accent. So if someone says, "Hi, my name's Maria," you say, "Oh, hi, Maria." You don't want to say, "Hi, Maria." And you say, "Maria?" She goes, "No, Maria." And so, and people are, some people are sensitive to this. There was one woman that actually her name was Maria, and she would introduce herself as Maria, and people kept on saying Maria. So if you can say that with an accent, it'll just bond it. And it's not as if they're getting a sense that you're mocking them or making fun of them. The only way that'll come across is if you continue on with the accent. For example, there was a gentleman I was coaching, and he's Russian. His name was Alex, and he would say Alex. And so when I would coach him, when I meet with him, I would just say, "Alex, how you doing?" I would just say his name with that accent the way he does it, tonality and volume and all that, and connect with him. I wouldn't continue on because it would sound like a bad Arnold impression. "Alex, how you doing? You having a great day, Alex." So just the name, and that creates a strong connection. You're matching and mirroring. You're going into the world. You're talking to them, and that travel effect, as if you are talking. They get a sense as if they're talking to an old friend or a family member or someone part of their tribe. So pay attention. If there's an accent, get as close as you can to that. It'll also help you remember their names because now you're paying attention to their names in a strong way. Because you want to repeat it back to them, so you're paying attention to the accent. And if you can, you can ask them, you can have them repeat it two or three times. You can say, "Oh, hi, I'm Mike," and you are Maria, Maria. "Oh, glad to meet you, Maria." So Maria, Maria, glad to meet you, Maria. So that's three of them. And Alex, "Oh, Alex, glad to meet you, Alex." It'll help you practice and repeat their name, because a person loves to hear their name as long as it's said correctly, and it'll create the bond and the connection. And so the next thing, and the other thing about a name, a lot of people say they're bad with remembering names. I'm going to give you a quick tip here. Tell yourself from this point on, you're going to be good at remembering names. You're going to remember names. Because if you're telling yourself, "I'm bad, I can't remember names," your subconscious mind is taking that up as a suggestion not to remember names and not to pay attention to them. So this will help you stay on track, focus. Repeat it three times if you can, and back to them if they have an accent with an accent, or the tonality, or the volume level. It's very powerful and effective. People will get a sense that you're really acknowledging them and paying attention to them. So the last thing I want to cover in this element here on the rapport and connecting with people is back to the matching and mirroring. If you're going to be walking with somebody, maybe in their house, maybe in a restaurant, you're walking up to the counter, or maybe walking into the restaurant together, or at your office. Maybe there's a company meeting or a presentation. Watch the way they walk, and you want to walk as close as you can the way they do. This will maintain and help with the resonance and rapport that you're in harmony. Because if you're walking quickly and they walk slowly, you're out of harmony. If they walk slow and you're walking a little bit faster, or if they walk fast and you're walking really slow, that's one thing, the way they move. The other is maybe they move their hands, or maybe they don't move their hands side by side when they're walking. The only thing you don't want to match a mirror is if they have an injury. If they're limping, do not limp. Just walk as close as you can to create a sense of connection by their energy. And this will help also just build a stronger sense of instant rapport, connection, that tribal effect, that you are like me or you're like somebody that I know or someone close to me. And that'll help open up the doorway for more conversations and for them to hearing your message. So next is controlling the meeting and positioning yourself as a leader, as a trusted advisor, not just a salesperson. So practice what you just covered. You can practice saying hello to people, going into a coffee shop, if someone behind the counter says hello, greeting people, remembering and paying attention to names, and also shaking hands. Practice, you can even watch it. Approach people face to face and see the reaction. Do they stiffen up, or do they move back, or are they still comfortable? Or if you go at an angle, or shoulder to shoulder. And watch people when they're in rapport and they're matching and mirroring, they will move and walk and create gestures the same way. They'll be in connection. There was one person in one of my workshops that said, yes, I can tell when my teenage son has been with another person, another friend of his, and I know which friend exactly, because when he comes home, his mannerisms are almost the same. And so that's how strong the rapport is. People will start to connect with you and then follow your lead and be in harmony with you. And there's a strong connection and a bond that way. So powerful stuff, very simple. That'll set the stage for you then to control the meeting and present the solution where they're really listening with intent, interest, and openness. Thank you. Bye now.